So we continue as yesterday. Jesus makes it abundantly clear. Abundantly clear. He makes it who he is. Who he says that he is. We see the clarity with which he makes a statement that those who are listening pick up stones to throw at him because they believe him to be blaspheming. He has made himself the Son of God and therefore equal to God. It is interesting, one of the lines in it, it says, the question they ask him, are you greater than our father Abraham? Whereas in the first reading from the book of Genesis, we see that God is giving to Abram a new name, Abraham. The name change is significant, that it signifies a change of covenant, a new understanding, a new relationship. It is absolutely clear who Jesus is making himself out to be. You know, yesterday I spoke about the divinity of Jesus and how clear and how exacting this truth needs to be in our faith life. How to understand Jesus in any other way is insufficient. Insufficient who he is. I think the biggest issue for us in this is that we know, just like in the first reading, God's relationship with Abraham and God revealing himself to him changes Abram to become Abraham. That the hard part for us is that as God reveals himself to us, we know that we cannot remain the same. We know that his revelation of truth and who we are in relationship to him changes us. And that's why, as I said yesterday, that's why we attempt to make Jesus comfortable for us. To put him in a nice little box, a nice little niche, in which we can fit him in his little place, and we don't have to change. We don't have to be different. We don't have to be challenged by who he is when we define him. But it is God who creates us. It is God who reveals himself to us. It is God who redeems us. And so the risk that you might say in drawing close and having a true, authentic, real relationship with God is that we will change. We cannot remain the same. When God reveals himself and we are in relationship with him, we are revealed. The truth about who we are. Now, for a lot of us in this current generation, and I think in every generation, but so much more so, the activities of this generation with social media and all of these things is always to promote oneself, to put the best of oneself out there. I said the other day that I had to create a Facebook page in order to be able to post things to the parish Facebook page and all of these things. And, you know, as I scroll through all of the friend requests and all of these things and the pictures, they are like the most beautiful pictures in the whole world. Nobody throws a picture up there with their hair messed up, or, you know, and a couple of blemishes on their face, and unshaven, or, you know. We are in a time in which we create this image of self. And as soon as all this is done, my Facebook page is over, because I look at them, I look at the pictures people put up, and it's the most glorious and wonderful, and it's not real. When we come face to face with God, all we have is reality. Any falseness on our part, any facade, any over-exaggeration of ourselves, any under-exaggeration of ourselves, all of this is burned up. It is nothing before the truth of God. And so this is the risk. This is why it is scary to come before God. Because we are revealed in the encounter. My brothers and sisters, I just say, don't be afraid. I'm speaking to myself as well. Don't be afraid. Because God, not only is He good, loving, and compassionate, and merciful, but He has given to us all means of grace in Jesus Christ to be made whole, to be made new before Him. Now is the time. Now is the day. Seek His face. Amen.